Our reading today comes from the Reverend Sarah York. It's entitled, Window or Aisle? Window or aisle, the man at the counter asked as I prepared to board the plane for Detroit. No matter how often I fly, I always pause to make the choice. To take a window seat means being able to get a God's eye view of the earth. But what if I have to go to the restroom? It's such a bother to have to ask people to move, and I don't like feeling trapped. My answer is always the same. Window. To choose the window is to choose to see. Whether I'm identifying a river or marveling at the play of moonlight on the ocean, whether the view is a patchwork of planted fields, a city showing off its neon finery, or a comforter of clouds, I am filled with a deep sense of awe. Sometimes as the plane moves through a storm, breaking through the clouds and into the sun, my own spirit opens up to invite in the expanse of beauty. There's always something to see, always something I have never seen before. Knowing that to choose the window is an invitation to beauty, awe, and wonder, that it is even an opportunity to break through the cloudiness of my own spirit, why do I always pause to make the decision? Each time we get a seat on a plane, we are invited to choose to be touched by the world or to remain complacent and take it for granted. We are invited to choose beauty or fear, vision or convenience. Each day of our lives, in fact, we are given the choice, window or aisle. Something inside me will always pause before I choose. But I think I'll take the window.